Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello? Patrick is in, and he is going to do a bit now. So let's play.
Ooh, bits.
Yeah, warm up the pipes.
You know, the last time I did a bit was me and Souk. I challenged Schultzy to a sing-off.
A croon-off. Yeah.
The croon-off.
Do we have the audio of that?
I lost.
Oh, I mean, it was a half an hour long.
Oh, was it?
Okay. I lost. And I walked
Schultzy's a good crooner.
I walked into that. Oh, boy. That.
What? You didn't know he was a good crooner?
Oh, Jax in Atlanta? Oh, I felt more confident than Jax calling Shadur. That was a slam dunk.
Man.
And then he did, like,
he's like
Journey. He did like Journey, and if you could go back and look at the YouTube video, you can just see me, and I'm just jaw dropped. I'm just like, in wow.
You didn't know.
I didn't know.
You're blindsided.
I assumed he could sing, but to that level, I was absolutely shocked.
And you can
shocked.
Sing. You can.
Oh yeah. And Souk gave me. You know, I like to think I won in Souk's heart.
Yeah.
He goes, I would. I hope Schultzy's not listening. He goes, I would go to a Patrick Harris concert. I probably would skip the Jordan Schultz concert. But he's a better
well,
singer.
Well, that's rude. Souk does nothing but take a dump on Jordan Schultz, and he needs to stop.
That's
I
my
love
quarterback.
Schultz.
That's my teammate.
That's my guy. Okay. let's play the Sam. Okay, so here, I want you to get the cadence down, okay?
Yeah.
So we're going to have you redo this Sam Elliott bit. So here,
so hold
first
on, we're
of all.
Bring the ambiance and the music down.
Yeah, let's take that down. Okay. First of all, here is Patrick doing Sam Elliott.
Oh, hold on. I have to pull that page up again.
Sorry. On the fan.
On the fan, Sam Elliott.
On the fan.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Could
so,
we?
We want Sam or we want Patrick?
I want Patrick.
Like, my goal is to be the big voice.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's Patrick. Okay.
That's me.
Although you just brought up a great point. Like, what if you're our new voice guy and everybody thinks it's Sam Elliott?
I want to be Vic.
We'd get sued.
I could do it for half the cost, too.
Yeah, but people will think it's Sam Elliott, and Sam Elliott would come calling for all of our big audience.
No, I think it's fine. As long as you don't say you're Sam Elliott and you're not trying to.
Dude.
I mean, you know, we have those 808.
1080 the fan.
Yes. That's the bit.
We have those 808 Hawaiians restaurant commercials where it's like, I'm Marcus, a hui ho. It's actually a Hawaiian guy named Marcus. We're not telling people it's Marcus Mariota. It's just like,
yeah, okay.
You know,
all
like,
right. All right.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I didn't realize it was a Mariota chain.
No, it's not a Mariota chain, but it's
I didn't realize
but
that
like,
that was
hey,
the.
Hey, I'm Marcus for the 808, and people like assume, ooh,
forget.
Oregon, Marcus Mariota,
those,
football, Hawaiian.
Those sales
like,
marketing guys, they always want to take advantage of you.
Okay, so that was Patrick doing Sam Elliott. Now, here's Sam Elliott.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Ooh, he says prevent.
He enunciates.
Yep. And his E gets a little thin.
Okay.
Because I go, prevent.
So how many times?
And he goes, prevent.
How many times do you need to hear it before you lay it down?
Give me two more times.
Only you can prevent wildfires. Only you can prevent wildfires.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
All right, we'll edit it back and see what it sounds like.
Okay, well, hold on.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like that one better.
I like that one.
Because the first one trailed a little bit like Okay, let's go with the second one.
Okay, well, I have to go edit that now.
Okay.
Well, no, right. I need that right now.
All right. Well, it'll give some people something
joking.
To look forward to.
I produced, Buck. I'm fully aware of what you're into.
All right, well, let's take a break. So then we will have a nice
regroup.
Nice juicy seggy, and we'll compare. And we'll see if anybody notices. Actually, what we should do is just test this on Souk when he gets back.
Ooh, that's good.
And we'll keep playing it. and referring to Sam Elliott and see if he's like, what's
why that? Do you keep playing this non-Sam Elliott?
I don't know if he knows that I've done that. So you would really catch him off guard. Yeah. Like Joe Fisher, he'll know instantly.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think Suk would. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. Buck's going to edit like the editing Clydesdale that he is, and we'll be right back on The Fan. Well, we're back awfully fast. I was not prepared for that. Patrick's in the bathroom, and Buck's editing. So a lot of me.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty much done here, I think.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right. Well, let's wait for Patrick to get back.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Since he's the star of the show. Oh, there he is. Okay. First of all, I do want to, on a serious note, I want to say that Patrick was at Mike Lynch's wedding.
Correct.
Our old producer, Mike Lynch. And he is, for those that don't know, Mike left to go to the Blazers.
Job of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Dream job, as
he
said.
Yeah, he was doing what?
Pre-game, post-game on the radio.
Halftime, too, I believe.
Halftime, yeah. Yep.
But then he was diagnosed with ALS. And
that's spelled S-W-I-N-J.
We talked about that here on the show. Anyway, you're pretty close with Mike, and I wondered if you could give a Mike Lynch update to the people, because some people were asking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For those of you that are interested, the Jeek Cesis.
Yeah.
His money was successfully delivered.
We got to tell that story. So, well, here, I'll tell it real quick. So Dusty's walking into the station one day, or maybe walking out after his show, and some guy walks up, hippie-looking dude, and goes, hey, is Rop and Suk here? And Dusty's like, what do you need? And he's like, here,
like,
give
him. Dusty is the underlying hero of this whole story.
Yes.
He really is.
Not that the guy would have got in anyway, but, you know, you never know what you're dealing
with. You never know.
Nothing against Jeek Cesis. But he hands Dusty this bag, and he goes, here, this is for Mike Lynch. And it's a brown, it's like a Hardee's bag or like Carl's Jr. bag or something?
Something like that, yeah.
And in it is...
Five guys. I think it was five guys.
Five guys bag?
Yeah.
And in it is like $300 of $1 bills wadded into rubber bands of 10.
$310.
Yeah. And he was a street performer playing guitar, and he heard about Mike being diagnosed with ALS. And he just gave him his tips for that day, $310, said, give this to Mike.
First of all, that's good tips in a day.
And I just thought that was super cool. And he said his name was Jeek Cesis.
Jeek Cesis.
So you got the Jeek Cesis money to Mike.
I did. I had to deposit it. I had to take 310 crusty $1 bills to the bank, and then I Venmo'd Mike. And I'll tell you what, Mike and I, we text from time to time. We stay in pretty okay contact for people that are doing stuff. I'm trying to pull it up. Let's see. He texted me last... when did he text me? He texted me on Tuesday, April 22nd. That's last Tuesday. He said, not much better than early season baseball with all the new players and surprises. I miss this time too.
Nice.
So the good news, the news on Mike is that things aren't getting worse.
Okay.
That's the update I will give you. I mean, boy, I give that guy a lot of credit. He is way more positive than I could have ever been in that situation.
Yeah.
And Mike is still there. When you talk to him and you have combos, it's the same old Mike Lynch.
ALS is a nasty.
It is very, very nasty. You would not recognize Mike.
Yeah. He's in a wheelchair.
Yep.
Has trouble speaking.
Yep.
I know they've outfitted his house with a lot of things mm-hmm. that he needs to help him get around and stuff. But I text, you know, every once in a while he'll text, and he's watching his Yankees. Royals Yankees last September was like, you know, he gave me crap about that playoff series. So
he's still Mike.
We're thinking
great.
About the guy. Thanks for the update. Now here's Buck is done editing, and let's see. Well, we'll know which is which.
Of course we will.
But let's see how close you got.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Only you can prevent wildfires. Only you can prevent wildfires.
Those are both of Patrick's takes plus a Sam Elliott take.
Okay, can you, first of all.
It's the prevent that's getting me.
Can
it's
you
prevent.
Drop the ambiance real quick, if you could. I think we need another take. Can you give me the.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Can prevent.
Okay, so that's Sam.
Can prevent.
And then give me
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I think you need to go a little lower.
Yep, yep, you
need
I agree.
I'm so worried about... Only you can prevent
wildfires. Yeah, it's got to go
I'm
lower.
I'm so worried about that prevent
wildfires. Should we get you a cigarette?
No, I can do this.
I think it needs to be an octave lower. I don't even know what an octave is. I don't know why I'm talking like that.
No, you're right.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the first one you did...
Only
was
you.
Lower.
But only it was slower. Only you can prevent wildfire.
Yeah, see,
so I
got to
be
lower.
In that register. You're talking about register.
You need that,
I gotta be
register,
in that register, but a little faster. Only you can prevent wildfire.
Yeah, see, you didn't go.
If you mesh those two, you're probably in good shape.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I think you got to hit the prevent a little better.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That might be pretty good.
That's pretty good. I think the only you.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's not me. But you looked at me like
I did.
It was me.
I was like, oh my God, that's great.
But the only you I've got. I've
only
got the only
you can prevent.
That was Patrick. That was Patrick's only you.
I know.
Only
I think the only you
only
part.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Can prevent? Because he like goes up. It's like this prevent.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's do this. I feel like
there's not going to be enough time to turn this around.
Sure there is. I feel like there's I feel like I'm an award-winning director right here.
There's not.
Okay. So the only you on his first clip.
Only you.
There.
Can prevent wild.
That only you, let's use that. And then let's just focus right now
on prevent
on the
wild
prevent fire. Part. Yeah. He's hacking up along, ladies and gentlemen. So
prevent.
let's hear Sam's prevent. Part again.
Only you can prevent.
Wait, no, that's Patrick's part.
Wildfires. Only you can prevent wildfires.
Can prevent.
He kind of goes pretty fast. Prevent.
And he kind of goes up a little.
He almost says prevent.
Yeah.
Prevent.
And it's hard to go low, lower range when he's going that fast.
Can prevent wildfires.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Can prevent. Wildfires. Yeah. I always like this. Wildfires.
Yeah, you trail off on
I
the
like
fire.
This far.
Yeah. All right, Kara, here we go. Here we go. Focus. Focus. Ready, action.
Only you can prevent wildfires. Damn it, I did it again.
I think you need to work on it.
I will.
We're going to get it.
We're going to get it. I didn't realize it was so fast. And the prevent. The prevent.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Now
I feel like I'm rushing it every time.
Well, as an award-winning director, producer now that I am.
Host.
And host. I'm now thinking that that's not the best Sam Elliott clip to have you do.
There might be some more out there that are better.
Because I don't think his version of that is his
best.
Is
his best.
Yeah, because the prevent and the... It's just weird.
Well, you want to try again on Friday?
Yes.
See what I did there? See what I did there?
Hey, listen. You come in here on Friday.
All right.
You're hosting. I'm sitting over there.
Yeah? You want to do it?
Yes.
All right.
Because that's easier for me.
I know
beef
it is.
Stroganoff.
Might be easier for me.
And I don't even want to know what's on the show. I'm just going to I'm going to spit.
Irish beef stew.
Irish beef stew.
Ooh, that's good. Ooh, that's good.
It's balsamico.
Yeah, let's do it.
Did you ever see Thank You for Smoking?
Yes.
He's the Marlboro man in that. Is that
real
not the perfect casting?
Balsamico.
Steaks balsamico. All right.
All right. Well, I'll see you Friday.
Hey, all right. Come on in. This is great. We don't have a boss. What's he going to say? No? Watch
spicy
Jeff text me. He's like, no.
I text that to
Rest
Schultz
in peace,
the other day. I was like, I don't know who to text. I don't have a boss.
We don't have a boss.
He was like, text swag. I was like, I'd rather die.
Hell, it may be award-winning radio. We don't know. All right.
Chicken
we're back tomorrow.
Fried steak.
It's me and Buck
fried steak.
On a Thursday, 3 to 7 on the Fanganet.
Catalonian beef ragu. Steak Diane, beef brisket, sour